It's like a tsunami of truth. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Small change genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers.
Monday on The Steve Gruber Show, glad to have you here. A special edition of the program coming to you from the West Michigan Policy Forum, live from the Amway Grand Plaza, downtown Grand Rapids. Good to be here. My next guest is the keynote speaker for the event. Her name is Tawny Ferrarini. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you sure did. Good morning.
How are you today? Good to have you here.
I am doing well.
All right. So as we look at the economy here in Michigan, and we're having these conversations all morning because, you know, the places I go, I see a couple of things that seem to be consistent. I see help wanted ads. I see people offering bonuses. I see people almost begging to fill jobs because there's just not enough positions. I mean, I talked to the construction people at MITA. I talked to people at Hayworth Furniture and everything in between. And they're like, we need bodies. Is that kind of the thing?
Oh, it's incredible. And you see it all over the United States, but you're also seeing it in Michigan because I think Michigan holds a lot of promises.
Well, we obviously were one of the states that took it on the chin the worst 10 years ago. Michigan took a pounding along with Florida and Nevada. Maybe it was worse here because the recession showed up here earlier and stuck around longer. Mm-hmm. So the people here, I mean, you know this, people were fleeing the state. They were gone. They were leaving. Some of those people now are coming home.
They are, and it's exciting news. In fact, when you look deeply into the statistics, you see that you have more people migrating from states like Illinois into Michigan. They're returning home, and that is exciting. It's promising, and it's time to kind of like roll up your sleeves and get some more work done.
So what is your message here today? I mean, you look at what's going on economically. You see the GDP is at 4.2%, unemployment at 3.9%. Jobless claims at the lowest point in half a century. I mean, these are things that are happening nationally, and it's also happening here in Michigan.
Correct.
What is your message for the people today?
I think that the message is that we are at a point where we get to empower ourselves, and we get to look out and decide which opportunities we want to see. As you go back and you look at some of the things that weighted us down in that anti-growth era before the Great Recession,
sure,
we were heavy in government, and now we see we're turning away and we're empowering the people who live in the households and operate the businesses to do great things.
Now, when you look at those that are running for, and I look over here and I see Bill Schuette right down the hall here, but obviously Bill Schuette running for governor, Gretchen Whitmer running for governor, two different visions of how this state should be moving forward. One involves increasing taxes again to fund roads and regulations and so forth, based on the conversation I've had with Gretchen right here on this program. And Bill's more of a pro-business, I think, hands-off sort of approach on a lot of these things. What do you make of that when you look at Michigan's future?
I think that the voters are an interesting point in Michigan history. You need to ask yourselves, do we want to lead the growth for the future, or do we want others to do it for us? And what you will hear in the talk this morning is that funds have increased, but they've increased in the coffers of government because people are doing so well. People are moving from the unemployed into the employment ranks, and so we're getting new revenues because of that growth.
Tawny Hunt Ferrarini here with me at the Steve Gruber Show. She's the keynote speaker here for the West Michigan Policy Forum. Now, let me ask you this, because one of the things that hangs over Michigan, and not a lot of people talk about, in fact, I think they try to avoid it, is the $150 billion, give or take, of debt that this state carries currently. It's going to have to be addressed at some point.
Well, that's across the nation. It's not unique to Michigan, and we have to pay as we go. Again, voters, you need to get out there, and you need to say, no, it's time for us to spend as we go. It's a problem that you see across government, but when you look at the way the government has treated unfunded liabilities in honoring the promises made by past legislators, there's reason to have hope. But I think it's important for the voters to hold the fire to the feet of the legislators and say, we don't want any more debt.
No, we want to pay as we go. And I agree with that. And it's an easy thing to say, no question.
It is.
But how do we actually get there in practice and application?
Well, the people who are holding the power and the authority are the people who are in office. And the voters have to hold their feet to the fire. But no more spending more than what you take in. And what has happened since 2011, we do see a group of individuals in government who are committed to turning things around through the unfunded liabilities. And I think that if voters speak loudly and clearly, that it can get done.
Well, and I hope you're right, because I think that this is it's a drag. At some point, there's a knock on the door, the bill is due, and they're going to demand payment, and no matter who that debt is held by, you know, there comes a time when the bills are due. You don't just get to roll it over and roll it over and roll it over. Tawny Hunt Ferrarini here, the keynote speaker for the West Michigan Policy Forum. What are some of the other points you're going to be hitting today when you're up there?
We have some interesting things going on, especially the rise in funds that are coming through into the state that are funded by that prosperity that we're talking about. And the prosperity needs to be brought home to the people who are living in those households, who are going to work, and those people that are operating businesses. You're doing great things. Continue to do those great things. In addition, let's start focusing on some of the creative things. It's great that the Michigan economy has diversified itself. We're getting away from that concentrated growth that's been defined by the big three for so long.
Sure.
Continue to explore ways to help others through some of the incredible things that are happening in Michigan and attract people from the outside in. We have people who want to place those investment dollars. Attract them.
Let them do it.
Let them do it. Yeah. And say Michigan is a great place.
Yeah, Michigan is a great place. And you see people flocking back. It's almost a homecoming, if you will, for the people that left 10 years ago. And they say, wait a second. You know, I see this job paying this and this job paying that. I mean, there's so many jobs out there that are more than jobs, are actually careers. And the payment is absolutely spectacular. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, the last word is we have a lot of promises. And whatever you want to promise, get out there, fulfill it, and do great things by helping others. And that's what Michigan's all about.
Tawny Hunt Ferrarini, I greatly appreciate you stopping in. Keynote speaker here at the West Michigan Policy Forum 2018. Great conversation. Thank you.
Great. Have a great morning.
Things look good out there, my friends. That's the point. And the optimism here is the best that it's been in years and years. As you look at the, you know, the unemployment numbers are dropping. The GDP is rising. The demand for workers is rising, which means wages are going up as well. And that's the message. You can make of it what you want, but those are the bottom line facts. Those are the bottom line facts. Facts, stubborn things. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. Glad to have you here. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Radisson.